This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Kathy's with us. She's in Ohio. Dan Fink asked us to teach a class about how to repair things, and that's exactly what we're doing. Dan, I'd love to hear from you and let us know if this is what you're talking about. So I just wanted to mention about chickens. You should give them fresh water every day, and I don't do that. I give them fresh water twice a day, because I want to make sure, you know, they stick their beaks in there and sometimes they have mud on their beaks, and I want our chickens to be healthy. So I wash out the chicken water pail. It's a plastic pail. It's not metal. And I don't want them to get poisoned with zinc in galvanizing. So I use a plastic pail, and it's high enough so that mice can't get in there. And it's about almost a foot tall. But they can get in there, and they can drink the water. I keep it, you know, filled almost to the very, very top. And I want to share that. And the other thing is that you should flush your hot water heater, regardless whether it's gas or electric, monthly. And what you can do is you can take a garden hose, and at the bottom of your hot water heater, there's a valve. And sometimes you put a screwdriver in there. There's a slot. You put a screwdriver in there, and you unscrew the in a counterclockwise direction, you unscrew the valve handle, and water will come running out of the bottom of the hot water heater. So, a couple things here. If you're going to be putting in a hot water heater, always, always, always put it on concrete blocks for several reasons. Number one, it won't rust the bottom on the concrete floor of your basement if that's where it is. And two, when you go to drain out the hot water heater to clean it and flush it, the drain will be higher than the floor. So here's a kind of a tip. You might want to get a spaghetti pot or something that you'd like to use that's relatively clean, and hook up a hose to the hot water heater and then drain it. Drain your hot water heater. Now shut the electricity off if it's electric. But if it's gas and you keep the water, you know, in there, meaning it's still primed and it's full of hot water, you can flush the hot water heater. Now, hot water is going to come out, so you have to be careful you don't burn yourself. But what you're going to find is chunks of stuff. It looks like flakes of calcium. And you won't believe it. You're not going to want to drink the water after you see this. So what happens is these flakes of calcium collect on the electrodes, which heat up the hot water if it's electric, and they settle on the bottom, the heating surface, inside the tank if it's gas. So it causes you to waste energy in both accounts. So what you need to do is flush your hot water heater out monthly. And what I do is I have a card, and I write on it when I flush it, and I have a card next to the water softener, and every time I put a bag of 40 pounds of salt in there, I write down that I did that and the date, because I want to know how much salt we're going to use, because I know at some point we're going to run out, and I want to make sure we don't run out, so I know what the consumption is so we can stay way ahead of this. Kathy, your comments, please.
Oh, you know, Vince, it's preventative maintenance again, and you're going to preserve the life of your hot water heater. So my husband drains ours quite a bit. So I know that he finds all that residue in there. So
have you ever seen it, Kathy? Have you ever seen this residue? It's unsettling. The amount of residue, it's almost akin to if you let's say you put some pasta in a pot and you just cooked it way, way too long. And it got, you know, cloudy. The water got cloudy and there was, you know, goo in there. That's what it looks like.
I've seen him drain that. It does look pretty bad, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And so, class, you should do that. And I got to tell you, I have never met anyone other than talking to your husband on the phone, Kathy, who's done that. Nobody does it. Just you guys and us. That's it. Nobody else does it. So, one other thing about hot water heaters, and you might find this fascinating. So we had a lifetime hot water heater sold by Lowe's, literally lifetime, and started leaking after about 15 years. So it has this big sign on it in yellow. It says, don't bring it back to Lowe's. Call us, 800 number. So I called them up. They ran me through some diagnostics, and they said, it's the tank, and it's leaking. I said, okay, so what do we do? They said, well, you can go to Lowe's, and we'll give you this RMA, Return Merchandise Authorization number, and they'll give you a new hot water heater. I said, okay. So what's it going to be? What's this hot water heater going to be like? They said, well, it'll be a 6-year warranty or a 12-year warranty. I said, wait a minute, hold it. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I didn't buy a 6-year warranty hot water heater. I bought a lifetime hot water heater. And they said, yeah, but we don't make them anymore. We don't make them anymore. So I said, all right, so what's the difference? What's the difference between a hot water heater that has a 6-year warranty and a hot water heater that has a 12-year warranty? What's the difference? And this is kind of shocking. Now, I'm talking to the factory now. I'm not talking to, you know, some salesman who doesn't know anything. I'm talking to the technical representative of the factory before COVID. So that's when people actually knew a little bit about what they were talking about. And he said that the difference between the 6-year and 12-year hot water heaters is the color of the paint and the guarantee. I said, wait a minute. Whoa. Are you saying that the tank is exactly the same? It's not thicker. It's not better coated. Are you saying it's the same? He said, yeah, it's the same. So really what you're doing is paying extra for a warranty and maybe a different color. And you might not even like the color of the better one. So what I did was I went to Lowe's and I said, you know, I bought this thinking I would have a lifetime warranty hot water heater and I wasn't going to have to buy another one. So here I am, and you don't sell them anymore. They're not made anymore. So I'd like a refund. And they gave me a refund at the current price. So the price that I bought it 15 years ago was about probably $4.99. The current price was like $7.99. So it gave me $7.99, and I took that $7.99, and I went to Menards, and I bought a stainless steel lifetime Westinghouse hot water heater. Now I'm thinking that stainless steel is probably going to last, and it's not going to give me too many problems. So that's what I bought. And both of them are, you know, 80 gallons. So I just wanted to share that with you. Kathy, any comments?
Well, I'm glad that you did that, Vince, because I don't think most people would have wanted their money back. And I don't even know in today's environment that places will do it. They probably are really, you know, with a supply chain issue, they're probably like, well, no, we can't do that unless you would threaten them.
Well, you know, when I go to the customer service desk and I see people behind me and they're waiting and they're tapping their feet and they're looking at their phone and they're scratching their head and I can see that they're anxious, I kind of use that to my advantage because that's when I slow down. It takes me more time when I see that. And they can't wait to get rid of me. So they push me off to the side and say, okay, let's go over here. And then they say, how about a refund, or we can do the refund, or, you know, you want a refund, we'll do that. That's how I do it. So, you know, I use the line behind me as an extra push to get the company to do the right thing. And frankly, it costs about $1,000 to have somebody switch your hot water heater. Literally. If you call somebody up and say, I got one in the basement, and can y'all hook one up for me? It's about $1,000. Because they have to carry it down the basement. They got to carry the old one out. They have to hook it up, test it, wire it, plumb it. It's about $1,000. So what happened really was I was on the short end of the stick because I had a lifetime guaranteed hot water heater that I thought was going to last a lifetime, and I had to replace it. And it literally took, you know, going to Lowe's, going to Menards, figuring out which one to get. It literally took me a couple days to figure out what I wanted to do. But I'm delighted with what we did. So, I really don't shop at Lowe's very often anymore. I really don't. It's too hard. Kathy, what did you have that you want to share with us today?
Well, Vince, you know, you were talking about tomatoes, and I think in your situation, it probably had a lot to do with your climate and all the problems that you had with the drought and the heat. Because I know that they can vary from year to year, and you're not a novice at growing tomatoes, but, you know, when you first put them in, you should give them, in my experience, give them more nitrogen, and then once they start to set fruit, you can give them more potassium and phosphorus. And one of the things that I think that I learned over the years is, you know, there's a fine line between watering them too much and too little. And if they get too much rain, I think we've all seen them where they just, the tomatoes are like kind of like bloated and mushy, and they really don't have a lot of flavor. But I think in your situation, Vince, I think it was just the conditions of your terrible heat that you've had. Now, maybe if it lets up and the rest of your tomatoes, maybe those will get a little bit better. And as far as, you know, flavor as the season goes on, are you still having the real hot days, Vince?
Yeah, well, we're down into the 80s, which is kind of nice. And we had one day of rain. They sprayed the sky with chemtrails. And two or three days later, we had about a half inch of rain. So the grass perked right up. I mean, I don't think it's going to make it. I don't think we're going to get a second cutting. But yeah, that was something that I wanted to talk about, Kathy. Situation that really kind of interesting. I think this is going to happen to more people. So we have a neighbor, and a couple of years ago we cut hay. We had hay, and it really looked magnificent. It really did. And so we had an ice storm. It was really cold. And he couldn't get his trailer to pick up his hay, which was maybe 20, 30 miles away. He has a couple farms. So he couldn't get the hay, and he asked us if we could lend him some hay. So we said, sure. So what we did was we got six rolls of hay, 6,000-pound, six 1,000-pound rolls, and put it on the front-end loader. We have a hay fork, and just drive into it, lift up the front-end loader, and carry it over to the end of the driveway. So we carried it within a couple hundred feet of the end of the driveway. We have a gate there. It's about a 14-foot wide gate, and it has a chain that's welded onto the gate. And typically what happens is these are just farm gates, tubular steel farm gates, like inch and a half tube. And you wrap the chain around the post, and then you put a lock on the chain. So the chain is just long enough to wrap around the post and put a lock on it. So that's what we do. And so he needed this hay, and so we said, well, you know, instead of having him come over to our place, we'll just bring it to him. So we brought the hay to him, and that was good. And then he returned the hay, which was really nice. And we thought, well, we'll leave it by the end of the gate, end of the driveway, near his place. And our driveway is about 1,300 feet long, so we can't see this from the house. And so he left it there in case he needed some more. I'll tell you what happened. It's really unsettling.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy's with us. And so we're talking about hay, and this is happening, I'm sure, to other farmers, not just us. So our neighbor ran out of hay again. And he saw the hay that was a couple hundred feet from our gate. And our gate has this welded-on chain that has a lock through an eye bolt, and he saw that. And what I do when I lock the gate, I lock it tight so it doesn't swing. So I put an eye bolt through the post, wood post. I drop the chain through it, and I put a lock up tight on the chain. So a minimum amount of chain is between the lock and the gate. Well, this neighbor decided he wanted that hay. Literally, he took bolt cutters, cut the chain on our gate, and took the hay. I still haven't recovered from this. I am still frosted. Every time I go out to that gate, I'm angry because he cut the gate chain really short. And to fix it the way I would fix it, I would have to take this 14-foot gate, take it off its hinges, put it on a trailer, take it back to our shop, an eighth of a mile away, weld on a new piece of chain, and put it back on. That's what I'd have to do. All unnecessary. Because he didn't call us. He didn't call us and say, yo, I'm out of hay. Y'all help me like you did before. No call. No call. He just stole the hay. Now, here's the problem. When that hay, over a year and a half ago, that hay was about $30 a roll. We haven't gotten the hay back. The hay is now between $100 and $120 a roll. $120 a roll. Times six rolls is $720. So what was $180 worth of hay, let's say, is now $720. The problem is, for us, we could do a couple things. We can say, well, one cow eats 30 pounds of hay a day. So one roll will last 1 month, about. So we would be able to feed one cow for 6 months with hay. Or we could feed six cows for 1 month with the hay. But that hay is now $720, and I haven't heard that he's going to bring the hay back. And I don't think he can. I think it's a force majeure. I think he doesn't have it, just like we don't have it. So we're toast, because we were nice enough to lend him hay, and he was mean enough to steal our hay. The whole point of this is, this guy's our neighbor. What is the likelihood that I'm going to want to bend over backwards and help him the next time he has a problem? You don't steal things from people. This is not like the 1950s when a neighbor would knock on the back door and say, Hey, Marty, can I borrow a cup of sugar? Or if Marty wasn't home, just borrow a cup of sugar and leave a note. It's not like that. This is the life of our animals. It's put us in a really bad position. And so I said to our son, please contact them and let them know that I want our hay back. We're feeding hay right now. I want it back. And I have a feeling we haven't heard from them yet. It's only been like half a week. We're doing things to other people that are not right. And I have a feeling, and these would allegedly be our friends, right? It's going to get worse. Because people are going to steal things that they need, or think they need. Kathy, any comments about that situation? It's a terrible situation, because it affects the life of our cows. Well, we'll literally have to sell. What our plan is we don't know if we're going to have enough hay. So we could sell one cow, which makes no sense, or we can try to ride it out. But what really may happen is we may have to sell six cows. And if we have to sell six cows, we are going to take a bath, a financial bath. Because this guy stole our hay. I'd love to hear your comments when we come back, Kathy. Kathy's with us. Literally, it just makes me angry. I still haven't calmed down. It's been months and months and months and months.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Rescue workers continued to search eastern Kentucky on Sunday as the death count from floods ravaging the region rose to 28. Governor Andy Beshear.
With the level of water, we're going to be finding bodies for weeks.
Due to horrible financial conditions at Meta, CEO Mark Zuckerberg is reported laying the groundwork for mass layoffs. Zuckerberg is expected to identify employee performance as the reasoning behind the layoffs. Critics have accused Facebook of going woke by using left-wing fact-checkers to censor conservative voices on the platform. An irresponsible Chinese government allowed a booster rocket to fall from orbit and make an uncontrolled return to Earth Saturday. Good news for humans, bad news for some sea creatures. It slammed into the Sulu Sea, about 35 miles off the coast of the Philippines, Palawan Island. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Elon Musk is multitasking in a whole new level. Over the weekend, he went after the Department of Justice, the media, Jeffrey Epstein, and Ghislaine Maxwell. Elon is saying, where's the Epstein client list? Shouldn't at least one of them go down? End quote. One such client, Bill Gates, suffered a divorce after it was discovered he was on Epstein's client list. Could the other names on the list be too big to be held to justice for Epstein's sex trafficking? President Biden once again going against a campaign promise.
There will not be another foot of wall constructed in my administration. I'm going to make sure that we have border protection, but it's going to be based on making sure that we use high-tech capacity to deal with it and at the ports of entry.
Not completing the wall is why we have a crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. GOP leaders say Biden's wishy-washy politics and spotty wall completion is based on dire straits for his party's midterm elections. Chris Marino on Fox News is a former DHS advisor.
It's just being used as a political tool to support a Democratic senator in Arizona, Mark Kelly, who coincidentally has previously voted against the border wall.
Republican Senate candidate in Arizona, Mick McGuire.
Clearly, this is a political stunt. That said, every one of us in Arizona, every one of us like me who has generations of family here in this state, have never seen this level of lawlessness.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
CD
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
My son just stopped in for a minute between farm chores, and I said, so what happened with the hay? He said, well, he got a text, and they are going to bring the hay back this week. Now, the interesting thing about this is I kind of had to push for, yo, where's my hay? Okay? They didn't say immediately with the first cutting, you know, we borrowed your hay and we want you to have it back right away. They didn't do that. I had to demand our hay back. Kathy, any comments?
You know, Vince, that's honestly, it's not very neighborly, but you and I have talked that there's cattle being stolen. I read an article where the farm had the front fence cut and they stole 8 cows. And so they, obviously they never got them back. And then another one, the people noticed strange vehicles and trucks and trailers up and down their road. So what they ended up doing was they moved all the cattle that they had in the front near the road, they moved them to the back where they could watch them. But it's happening in grocery stores and in clothing stores. Some of the stores are shutting their dressing rooms because people are stealing. And I even talked to one of the ladies at our thrift store, and she said people will steal from there. They'll take their old shoes and put them on the shelf, and they'll wear the shoes that were for sale. Then when they go back, they'll just see that they took the newer shoes. So events is just a time to prepare. I mean, I just see the prices. You know, you were talking about the different prices, and even prices at some of the farmers markets are high. I heard one lady got $100 for a bushel of beans. And, it's like, that's the price now, but what are we going to do in the winter? And now, so far, our prices here are up a little bit, but like I can get a dozen ears of corn for $6. But in Michigan, right across the line, they're getting they're getting $1 an ear. The fresh, not the grocery store, but just, from the farmer's stand. And you can't blame them. I mean, everything costs more to produce.
Kathy, when I was growing up, my mom and I used to go to the farmer's market together. And you could buy 12 ears of corn for $1. And they'd give you a 13th one. It'd be a baker's dozen. So you get 12 plus 1, 13 ears of corn for $1. And you're talking about corn can be as much as $1 an ear. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I believe, Gwyneth believes, and many instructors believe, that we are headed for a famine, which is widespread hunger. I don't see any way around it. I just don't see any way around it. The weather is out of control. I believe, I haven't heard anybody talk about this, it's just my belief, that we've been spraying and manipulating the weather with HARP, the frequency arrays, high frequency arrays in Alaska, and the chemicals in the air, the aerosols, the metals, and we've been manipulating the weather since the 1940s, around 1947, somewhere around there. And I believe we've lost control. I believe we can't get it back. And that's why we have these massive, massive heat domes. And I was watching some videos in Europe. And it looks like I'm watching videos of our fields. Brown, brown hay. Equipment breaking. I mean, nonstop problems. No moisture. The hay crops are down all over. I've been in the truck and I've driven, hundreds of miles in multiple directions. It looks like our farm. Absolutely brown and crunchy. And if by some miracle we don't get some rain, like nonstop rain for a couple months, there's no farmer that's going to be able to keep his cows. It's impossible. Impossible. And then the next thing is farmers are going to go under. So Joe is going to have to do something. He's going to have to save the farmers. And it's not going to be loans, Joe. You're going to have to give us gifts. Because it's not our fault. You and your cronies have manipulated the weather. You have manipulated the markets. You have created shortage, lockdowns. And you've been at it for 50 years. It's not like you just started this a couple years ago. Remember, you were Barry Satoro's right-hand guy for 8 years. And if you look at all the time that you're in the U.S. Senate and vice president and president, we're talking about 50 years. So I'm putting the blame squarely on your doorstep. Farmers cannot pull out of this. It's impossible. We can't get the parts. We can't get the fuels. We can't get the lubricants. We can't afford the fertilizer. The seeds don't work. Not all of them. Kathy?
It's really a shame because I can't grow everything I need either. I mean, I spend a lot of time this year, and I've expanded my, doubled my bed since last year. And some things came up well, other things so-so, and I'm not doing anything different. I think it's just the climate, the air, the incredible heat we had. We have not had like a drought like you have, but our grass is getting crunchy here. It's been a couple weeks since we've had a good rain. But I just would tell people to be on the lookout for anything you can find. Like if you go to, let's say you're even in the grocery store at a farmer's market, and sometimes the grocery stores will have things like kale or spinach marked down, or they'll have, we have one that has like 3-pound bags of like the long French style beans, and they'll mark them down to like $2.50 or $3. So if you see those, either blanch them and freeze them, or like I just did 2 bags, so I'm going to have 6 pounds of beans, and I blanched them, and I'm putting them in the dehydrator just because of the space. I just don't have hardly any freezer space left. So I'm practicing them. So I took like oranges, and I did 1 orange, and I dehydrated it. And I'm going to try like different fruits and different vegetables just to see. I haven't done this many. I just did probably 6 pounds of carrots, and I dehydrated them. And you have to blanch them. There's some guides on the internet to tell you what you need to blanch and what you don't. But one of the calculations was one lady did 25 pounds of carrots that she got, and it was a half gallon jar plus maybe a pint or a quart. That's how far it was reduced to. So that's going to save her all that space. But, you know, Vince, a lot of people are complaining about onions and having trouble getting onions. Now, my onions are doing marvelous right now. But I think that in the winter, I just think that all the prices are going to really go up. I mean, I've seen cherries here for $6 a pound. Now, they run them on sale for $4 a pound, which I think is still really high. But
Kathy, didn't they used to sell them for 79 cents a pound? You're talking about Bing cherries?
Yes. And last year, I think I got them for like 99 or $1.49. And I was like, okay, that's still kind of high. But I like to get them a couple times a year just to have them. But I'm not going to pay $4 a pound. So, you know, Vince, I just think you look around and you just see, what can I do? Like, you can dry greens. I mean, if you have a lot of kale in your garden, you know, you can, even if you don't have a dehydrator, you can dry it in the oven and just crunch it up in a blender or your hands and put it in a glass jar. It doesn't have to be a canning jar. But I'm finding that my neighbors, it's almost like there's 5 of us. We're kind of like, hey, you know, I have extra this and I have extra that. I have dill that sells seeds. And my one neighbor comes over and he's like, you know, you're the only person I know that has dill. I went to the farmer's markets. I can't find it. I can't find it fresh. So I says, well, I'm not going to use anymore. Take whatever you want. So he's going to make a bunch of gallons of dill, and his brother, and he brought me over a couple jars, but we're just kind of looking after one another, Vince, and hopefully that lasts. But, you know, Vince, I do a lot of reading, and there's nights where I do have sleepless nights because I'm hearing people's electric bills are going up, and propane. I know I mentioned this before, but if you need propane, get your propane tanks filled now and try to get your price locked in, because that's going up. There's just so much. There's a paper shortage now. So if you need like computer paper or notebook paper or anything like that, try to get paper. And you know, Vince, the other thing, and I'm sure you mentioned it already, was there's all kinds of places that have equipment. They can't get bushings and bearings. One guy said when the part that he needed, the man told him it was going to take almost a year. It would take 11 months before they expect it in. And this is at a power plant.
I was watching a video at P.J. Barton, a broadcaster who used to be on another network, sent me a link to this. And it was this farm in England. And they had a machine that would extract seeds, rape seeds, from the plants. And they needed a part, and the mechanic showed up on site. This is a big machine. The mechanic showed up on site. They had, this is in England, they had to fly the part in from France to get the, you know, the parts to fix this machine. And a couple of mechanics. I'm thinking it had to be at least $2,000 for a very small repair. And what I was thinking is that would never happen with us, because certainly the mechanics would never show up because we don't need them. I know how to do that. Our son knows how to do that. But the part, yeah, that's a problem. And this is a New Holland machine, which is, you know, major brand. So it's not like it's some Chinese off-brand. It's a top-of-the-line piece of equipment. I don't see how this is going to work. I just don't see it. And you mentioned sleepless nights. Class, if you see faces of people on the internet, you know, in gatherings, look at their faces. Some are angry. Some are sad. And the reason is they can't trust anyone in government or corporations. They can hardly trust their neighbors. They can't get, they cannot plan because the governments and corporations are not giving them clear signals as to what's going to happen. For example, would you buy a piece of old machinery not knowing if you could get parts for it? Over the weekend, I was talking to a guy about buying his compressor, and I thought maybe it was 40 years old. It was more like 60 years old. And I said, I can't do it. I can't buy it from you because I can't get the parts for it. I don't know if it works or not. It's like, here it is. We can't plug it in. If you want it, you can buy it, but I don't know if it works. I can't do that because I can't buy it, not knowing if it works or not, because I can't get the parts to fix it.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So I'm trying to paint a picture, class, so you can see what dire straits we're in. So Campbell Hausfeld, top-of-the-line air compressor manufacturer from the United States. So these air compressors have what's called a pressure switch. And what that means is there's an electronic switch that's connected to the circuit that provides power to the compressor, typically 220 volts. And when the switch says, the term is cut on and cut off. So the switch will say pressure in the tank is low, it's 80 pounds per square inch. Cut on, that means the switch engages, power goes to the 5 horsepower motor, and the motor keeps spinning, running the compressor head to the point where the pressure reaches 120 pounds per square inch, and then the cut off switch kicks in and shuts off the power. So, common item, really common. Every compressor has one. Campbell Hausfeld. Back order, no ETA on the pressure switch. Back order. There's another part. That's every compressor has one. Everyone. There's another part called a pressure gauge. It's a dial with a white face, black numbers, red pointer. It tells you what the pressure is in the tank. Obsolete, not available, discontinued. So what I'm seeing is these words. Discontinued, not available, no ETA. That means no estimated time of arrival. These are common parts. And you can't get them. This is nuts. And who's done this? Well, your leaders have said, companies, if you want to discontinue products to, you know, parts to support fixing those products that you made, you don't have to do it. It used to be that parts had to be around for 10 years, had to be. To me, if a company's going to be in business, they should have parts for 30, 40, 50 years. If the original machine would be viable. Other than that, what do you do with all these compressors? Do you just haul them to the landfill? I guess so. So the point, several points here. One is we don't have the leadership. You heard in the news that the guy with the big chair said, we will not build the wall. Now we're building the wall. So what about the guys in the wall building business? How can they sleep at night? They don't know what's happening. Nobody does, because we don't have leadership that can maintain a steady course. And that's exactly what we need. We need to maintain a steady course. We don't know if our propane, our propane, in the United States is going to be sold to Europe. If it is, the administration decides to sell our propane to Europe, we're going to be paying through the nose for propane this winter. And that's what Kathy was talking about. Kathy, back to you.
Yeah, Vince, I would tell people to, we've said this before, but, I mean, think about things like oatmeal, large quantities, even if you can get it in a can, like quinoa, pasta, flour, flour's going up. And, you know, Vince, another thing you can do is you can take, like, creamer is really going up. I read comments that people are saying, well, I'm either going to quit drinking coffee or I'm going to try to learn to like it black. But you can take, like, powdered milk. And one of the recipes was, I'll just, I use rough numbers. You could take, like, 2 cups of powdered milk. And depending on how, like, if you like it with a little sweetness, you can take 1 cup of sugar and put it in your food processor and just grind it, you know, turn it on. And mine just has an on switch. And so you can go for, like, maybe a minute, 30 seconds or a minute till it's all blended up. And it actually works pretty good. It's a powdered, and I just keep it in a jar. Now, I drink mostly tea, but I do like a cup of coffee in the morning, but I'm not going to pay $6 or $8 for a thing of creamer. And creamer is really high right now. So, Vince, I would just say look for deals, look for markdowns. You know, go to farmers markets or roadside stands or grocery stores if they have a special and figure out, can I freeze it? Can I can it? Can I dehydrate it? Because if we can at least get through this winter and then we can have maybe a halfway decent season next spring, Vince, because I know, like you and I said, I'm not producing what I'd like to produce out of my garden. So I think you have to go with a plan B, that's all.
Kathy, I don't see any good news. I don't see any fix for this. I don't see a plan that's viable. There are too many variables that we cannot count on. We can't count on the information from the media. We can't count on information from corporations. We can't count on information from state, federal, and local. We can't count on anything except ourselves. And I guess the salient point, and even in medicine class, you need to know everything. You need to study everything. You need to buy the books, and when they throw them out at the library or sell them for 10 cents, buy them. That's what we have. We got thousands and thousands and thousands of books here. Because I want to know about everything. Because I think I'm going to need to. Kathy, thank you so much for being with us. I think we're in so much trouble. We're not going to get out of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.